thank you, and thank you very much for making me so welcome. I don't often do presentations on a Sunday because it does take me away from my church family, but it also does take me away from putting away the chairs at the end of the service, so thanks again for that as well. Nourish. St Philip's itself has had a food bank for about 35 years, and historically within Tunbridge Wells, all food banks were pretty much provided by the churches. St Augustine still runs one every Friday, Christchurch in Southborough, and a few other little churches dotted around. And the vicarages have always been a place where people, when in times of struggle, have knocked on the door and asked for help. A few years ago, 2012, a conversation between a little girl from a local school and an adult sort of went like, "It's harvest on Sunday." And the little girl said, "Yeah, I'm really excited. We're doing something at school on Friday. But I'm a bit confused because we don't have any tins in our cupboard. So I don't know what you need, you know, what you're supposed to take if you don't have any." And Olga thought about the fact that this was happening on her doorstep. And she got together with a local headmaster and a couple of other people. And they formed a group of trustees and started talking about the possibility of having a food bank in Tunbridge Wells. And Nourish was born. Nourish works differently from most generic food bank templates, as it were, in that people don't come directly to us. People come to us via an agency, a third person. That person would be the person who identifies the need within that family, within that individual, and within that area. We have 90 referral agents at the moment, including local churches. St Peter's and King Charles and a couple of the others have had the same experiences as you probably have had here with people in need coming to the church. And they felt that although they've been able to give a food parcel or some comfort at that time, they can't provide a solution to the problem that's brought that people to the door. And that's where Nourish can help. We can signpost people on for somebody to go in and sort out the benefits, for somebody to go in and sort out the budgeting. For the places that refer to us, like the church, the school, the discharge teams at the hospital when someone's been in for long-term illness, it means they don't necessarily have access to the same support network that we do. And so obviously we are there to act as a middle person. We provide the food parcel and we provide the help onto another one. I'm going to take this off because I keep fiddling with it and it's an irritating habit. I do apologise. Right, keep my hands still. We home deliver all our parcels. We home deliver for three reasons. Not as the Daily Mail may have stated in the last week, but we deliver because if you have no money for food, you probably don't have any money to run your car. You probably don't have any money to run a bus ticket and to pull your four children or three children across town to get a food parcel. We do it because there are people who are vulnerable. These are people who feel humiliated and degraded by the fact that they cannot provide for their family. And so we take that hurt away for them and we provide it on the doorstep. It's not in a van with a sign written. It's in somebody's car, somebody who's given up their time because they want to do something good. And it's in plain bags. Usually bags that we can just about get from anywhere. We don't pay for anything out of all the funds that we have donated for anything unnecessary. It's all going directly to the client. And that's really important for the people that donate. We cover the whole of the Tunbridge Wells borough. We go out as far as Goudhurst and Cranbrook. We go to Pembury and Five Oak Green, and we go as far as Langton and Fordcombe. And so for us to have somewhere central that everybody could walk to just wouldn't be practical. We couldn't have the overheads, really, of a central Tunbridge Wells unit either. Big Yellow, down on the industrial estate where we have our distribution unit, give that to us for free. So we've got a big 200-square-foot unit on the third floor, and that's where all the food is stored once it's donated. We have collection points throughout the town, at at Sainsbury's have one in store, Asda have one in store, and so do the YMCA in Good Station Road, so people can drop off their donations there. And I am based pretty much everywhere, so I'm in touch with all the referral agents, plus I've got an office space in Gateway for people to come to me. Our clients. We don't have a typical client, actually. I get asked probably weekly about the type of people that come to us, and I would say they're people like me. They're people who are two steps away from a food bank. The only flexible budget in a household is your food budget. The bills will still be there next week. If you took money out of them to pay for something unexpected, it would still be there the week after. So the thing that families and individuals do is take it out of the food. If that means they haven't got enough to eat, then that's what they need to do to get by. And so we go in either as a one-off or for a six-week period or an eight-week period, and we provide weekly parcels. We give a dried parcel. It's based on a person's nutritional needs for 3 days. We know our clients use it to eat for a whole week, but it is supposed to top up what they've already got. And we also put in a voucher for fresh fruit and vegetables and fresh meat. And they support two local businesses in the town, Locality and Rooks. And Nourish pays for that out of our own funds. We have a grant towards it, but we feel it's important if somebody's having to manage on food parcels for more than 1 week that they've got some nutrition in their diet. The only person who gets paid part-time for working at Nourish is me. All aspects of Nourish are covered by volunteers. We've got fundraisers, admin, drivers, packers, sorters, collectors. My children all donate and all volunteer for Nourish. They don't really have a choice, but they do like it, don't they? It's a weekend thing. It's sort of a Saturday afternoon treat. Melissa loves date checking, and she's brilliant on those beans. She really is. my 5-year-old is quite handy at turning all the labels around so that we can see what they are. And I think it's good, actually, for our younger volunteers. We get a lot of schools that like to come, and it's quite good for them to see the bigger picture. You know, we're quite lucky in our house. We've never had to use a food bank. I don't confidently say that we would never have to, because I don't think anybody can. But I think it is important that everybody, you know, learns and knows that there are other things out there than on our doorstep. I digress now. I've lost my thread. What else? What can churches give us? Churches are a safe haven for the people in your parish. They are a safe haven for the people that come to church, and they are also a safe haven for the people that don't come to church. This building stands on the hill, and I drive past it every day. But I know if I probably lived in this area and didn't go to church, that I would come here if I needed help. So I think some of the people that we still are not reaching through all our different referral agents would come to your door, and I think you could forward them to us for help. We don't enable, and I say that quite often because it's just drummed into me, 75% of our clients only have one bag. All they need is that little bit of help at the right time and somebody to sort through the crisis and point them in the right direction, and then they're back on their feet again. Benefit changes, bereavements in the family, people moving in, people moving out, sometimes take a little bit longer. And so we are able to provide up to 12 weeks and on if we need to. And I think it's important for people to have the opportunity to have that support within our town. It's not nice to have a food bank. It'd be really lovely if we didn't need a food bank, but I think we're very privileged to have one that's well established and that people know about. So the other thing that churches and congregations and things can do is get our name out there, is let people know that we are here and that we can help. Obviously, we rely completely on donations of time, of food and of money. We do have a Friends of Nourish scheme where people either text every month to us or sign up from their bank to donate £3. If we could have 1,000 people within Tunbridge Wells do that, we could probably be sustainable. We have people that do weekly, fortnightly or monthly collections, streets, churches, businesses, clubs, schools. Every single tin that is collected at those groups is usually utilised within about a 2-week period. Nourish, although we've got enough pasta and beans to last us about 6 months, everything else is very fluctuating and we've probably only ever got about 3 weeks worth. Prayerfully, within that 2-week period when I think we've got no food next week, a donation arrives, as it always does. But it is very close to the wire every week, so it would be lovely to be sustainable. And the other thing is volunteers. We deliver on a Monday, Wednesday and a Friday, primarily, between 10 and 12 in the morning. And we have about 2 or 3 drivers per shift. They take 3 to 4 parcels each. We also cover the domestic violence referrals for Tunbridge Wells. We've probably seen about a 10% increase in the last 6 months. And so at the moment we're doing about 8 a week. And these are women and families that are relocated here in the refuge or in safe houses. These deliveries are covered by 2 drivers that work out of hours, and we respond within 2 hours to a domestic violence referral. Because it's such a traumatic event and because it is so sudden and such an upheaval, the last thing that we want the ladies to worry about, or the men sometimes, is that they haven't got anything to feed the children within 2 hours. And so we are there. And we're very privileged to be able to have our volunteers that will do that and go out rain or shine, including Christmas Day. What else? This, really, having me here, really, letting me tell you about us and for planting the seed that will make you go home and think, and that when a conversation comes up next time, you will be able to chip in with an answer and you'll be able to spread our name a little bit further. That is priceless for us, really. It might be for someone who didn't know about us who needs our help. It might be for somebody who is looking for a way to help. But each way that seed will be planted. And I say thank you for that. I wanted to give you a couple of testimonies from a couple of our clients. We had a family before Christmas who had lost a child and the relationship broke down a little bit and somebody moved out of the family and somebody moved in. And the little girl who didn't have a tin for the harvest spoke to her pastoral care team at the school and kind of said that mummy was sad and that they didn't have food and they had lots of bills left over. And Hayley, the lady at the school, gave us a call and we went out with a food parcel, just a normal referral. We saw them through Christmas because everything in the household was all over the place. The benefits were needed redoing, the finances, there were contracts left, right and centre they were tied into. And we passed them through to the money support team and they sorted all that out for them. We were very lucky at Christmas to have the full parcels going out with the turkey and the trimmings and the advent calendars and everything else from the generosity of all our donations. And then after Christmas, the little girl came with her brownie group and did some volunteering in the unit. And she didn't say a word to say that she'd had this parcel at home. And then we were walking down to the toilet and she came over to me and said, "We had one of these parcels at our house at Christmas." Mum was crying because we were going to eat meatballs and spaghetti on Christmas Day. We were cheering it up. And she said, and then a turkey arrived. It was the biggest turkey I've ever seen. And they were big because I carried about 16 of them. And she said, we had advent calendars and there was a parcel with books in. And there was a little note from a parish church in Wadhurst. When they donated, they just put little readings and little snapshots, and the children from their youth groups had written, you know, Emily wishes you Merry Christmas. And she had this as a bookmark. When I saw her about three, four weeks ago, she still had that poem in her book as a bookmark. And her mum, every single week, donates 4 or 5 tins of something to the YMCA in the town. And that's kind of what we see. It's a full circle from being in need to being comforted, and then for being able to provide that help to somebody else. And it's kind of special to be able to do that, really. I can't give you any more testimonies because they're too emotional. I will be here afterwards. If you've got any questions, please come and ask me. And if I've missed anything, I'm sure if you ask me, it will start me off on another tangent. I've got some leaflets with me, and our website and social media is fantastic because I have nothing to do with that. Somebody else deals with it. Thank you. Thank you for listening.
Dawn, we really appreciate you kind of coming and sharing and spending time with us. And before you go on, I want to pray for you and nourish. But just a couple of things to say practically. Over the years, we kind of stopped doing the kind of the tin type collection for harvest at St. Matt's, because on the whole, it was going to kind of the same elderly people that looked at the tins and didn't use them. And this year, we're going to reinstate that kind of goods collection for our harvest on the first Sunday in October, and kind of it'd be stuff that's on the list that Nourish can use, and those kind of things. So we know that that way they will go somewhere where they're really needed. So that'll be in the notice sheet next week. We'll get it on the church Facebook page, what's needed. We'll try and get it on the church website, so you can kind of look through and see what you might be able to bring. But also, we hope to be able to make it possible to be able to bring stuff along and just leave stuff here to be collected and taken down in the future. But many of you may want to do something personally, so I would really encourage you to chat to Dawn if you want to think about volunteering and how you might be able to get involved. You're not going to be disappearing, are you? That's
yep.
What you said. That's great. So let's pray for you.
Thank you.
Lord, we just thank you for the way you... Lord, it's a tragedy that we live in a nation at this time when we have so much, and yet there are so many people that have so little, that we would need food banks to feed people when so many of us have more than we know what to do with. And Lord, we thank you that there are those that have established this and are making it work and making it happen, and there's that safety net in place. And we would ask your blessing on Nourish. We thank you for what Dawn does in coordinating it, and for all the teams and the volunteers that work with her. Lord, we just pray you continue to bless them in that. And Lord, that you would just show us as individuals or as a church family, how we might play our part, Lord. There's something you're calling us to, Lord. Would you make that really clear? We've sung that song about you using us today and sending us out. Lord, would you show us if there's a response in this we should be making to you? Amen.